Thank you. And I recognize Dr. Mitakov for his comments.
I'm Val Miftikov, CEO and founder of Zeravia. We are a hydrogen electric power plants manufacturer and infrastructure provider for hydrogen electric flight. Started the company about 5 years ago after building my previous company was in the zero emission transportation space already, built the world's largest charging infrastructure, smart charging infrastructure company. With great integration of electric vehicles, pilot myself. So this industry is very, very exciting for me as well. And I wanted to see the great future for this aviation industry, which is sustainable and has a very exciting technologies in it. The large amount of excitement from this is also not just about sustainability, but also about the economic advantage that these new technologies can bring. Ranking Member Cruz mentioned the economic affordability, and this is quite important for these new technologies. See, hydrogen electric can actually drive lower costs for flying public than today's fossil fuel, and that cost is continuing to decrease because we effectively flying on sunshine or other renewable power, which goes down and down and down in cost. So how hydrogen electric aircraft operates, we use hydrogen aboard the aircraft, it's zero emission, green hydrogen, converted to electricity, and they're running electric motors that produce thrust. We as a company at Zeravia, we have all the technologies required in-house from high temperature fuel cells to power electronics to motors. They have presence in California, Washington State, and looking at manufacturing facilities now across the nation. This represents a huge opportunity for the United States on the business side. We already have orders from four out of top 10 airlines worldwide, 1,500 engines, $10 billion worth of pre-orders for our engines and fuel. This is a real, real opportunity in our pipeline, another $20 billion in pre-orders from major airlines. So this is not just an opportunity to make aviation cleaner, it's also opportunity to make a lot of affordable flying available to more and more people. Aviation is a great societal good. It connects people, it connects community. We're here today in person and it's great. We can connect significantly more people with more local aviation. If the aviation is clean, it does not produce health effects. It's not just about climate, there is well, understood research out there that shows health connection of ground level aviation emissions and health outcomes. With these new propulsion technologies, we can address all of that. So at Zeravia, we are starting with small aircraft. As Chair Cantwell mentioned, we had our historic flight early this year in January, and progressing now to larger aircraft. We're already demonstrating technology at the multi-megawatt level. And our propulsion system R&D is located in the state of Washington and footprint in other states as well. We are undergoing these flight tests in a very rigorous manner. We are working with the regulators. We think that the regulatory environment needs to be advanced for these zero emission technologies. FAA needs a lot more resources dedicated to these new technologies. We find a lot of times that there's a lot of projects we're competing for resources, and there's not enough people on the regulatory sides to really help us push technology faster forward. So things like perhaps zero emission technology center that can be established specifically for the zero emission technologies, new aviation, that would allow us more bandwidth. We also are looking forward to working with government on setting up the level playing field around new technologies. This is talking about the right metrics of merit for technologies. We don't want the government to make technological favorites. We want a metric that would organize the response of the industry and optimize the outcome, whether it's a equivalency, carbon equivalency specific for aviation, because a lot of climate impact in aviation is not just carbon-based. There are a lot of other sources. And finally, we want to see more cross-departmental collaboration for departments, DOT, DOE, FAA, NASA. There are a lot of opportunities to bring U.S. leadership to the forefront. Thank you very much.